And of course, the monies that we make at the Radiothon is one of our major projects. Last year, we made $8,500 going toward Relay for Life of Mercer County. Now, this year, we had a conflict with one of those great concerts in the park that Rusty schedules. It's going to be great, but they're in the park. Thus, we are going to be over at the fire station, which is, of course, right by the park. And what is extra great is that the firemen, the fire department, had wanted to do something to honor their fellow firefighter, Michael Clark, who, as most of you know, died in this past year.
He was known for his magnificent signs.
Cancer.
Yes.
The murals here in town, the wall dogs and everything. And, of course, he was one of theirs. And kind of one of the things that the firemen are famous for are their pancake and sausage breakfasts that they have at Rhubarb Fest and Antique Days. Well, they approached us about having a community pancake and sausage event. It'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. on that Saturday, June 22nd, open to the public. And we're just really excited about everything that that's going to offer. We're having all the same type things. We'll have the luminarias lit. People can honor survivors or people that they've lost, unfortunately, to cancer through luminaria bags. They'll all be there. We're going to have great music, entertainment. Carson Hall, local person, he will be coming. We're going to have, now this is something new, which is going to work out great. Our survivor dinner is going to be incorporated into that pancake and sausage event. I mean, how great is that?
That's very cool.
So they will get to go through. They'll have a special ticket, they and a guest, and they'll get a goodie bag. Their names will be put in for some great door prizes. So we're excited to have it over there this year, and we're especially excited to honor Michael Clark.